morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturge, and I'm going to be with you for about 45 minutes. I have a person on today I have the utmost respect for, think the world of as a person, as a director, as an agency head, as a city worker. Her name is Lisa Torrey. Lisa is the head of RSVP. I can join that because I am retired. I am a volunteer, and I'm old. But I want to say this before I get started. To the city employees and the private EMS, from the plow drivers who have to be exhausted, to the police and the fire, I had the scanner on. It was like, it was an amazing show of what a wonderful group of city employees we have. And they were out straight, all of them. All of them. Over the past few days. And it's not over yet. I went out to get the newspaper that was almost in the gutter. But and if a plow had come, me and the plow had been gone into the snowbank. It's frigid cold. Frigid. So to those people who are out in it, who are helping us, who are city employees, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, the Polish princess, we really do appreciate, and a lot of people. And for those people who have so much to say, they will take volunteers if you want to go shovel out a fire hydrant or something, really.
And we are hiring.
The city is hiring, yeah. Yeah, maybe you too could be a plow driver. I don't criticize the plow drivers because I've never driven a plow, so I don't know. But I know what a good job they do. I'm just, I'm sorry, I don't mean to take your time. I'm just so not angry. I'm just discouraged at people who can be so critical of people who are probably haven't had 10 hours sleep in the past 4 days collectively.
They haven't. Because I live with one of them.
I know. And he's a good guy, and you're a great gal too. You can't say gal. You're a great lady, whatever you're supposed to say. I'm so politically incorrect at this point. So listen, I want to thank you and all RSVP does for so many people. Oh, my goodness. Really and truly, it's all I know is when you go there, it's exciting. You just feel energy when you leave there. And I don't feel energy anytime. When I get out of my recliner, it's the throw you out one. No, but seriously, lots going on.
Yeah. So we are counting hours from last year. We're just about done counting the hours. And the reason for that is because we're preparing for our annual recognition luncheon. Which will be April 25th at Proprietor's Lodge.
Whoa!
Yeah, and the numbers this year are extremely impressive. So we had a total so far of 304 active volunteers.
Wow.
That means they actively participated in 2024 with ours, volunteering at one of our partner stations. And get this, we had a total of 40,459 hours that those volunteers gave.
Whoa.
So, yeah, extremely impressive.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to kind of put that into perspective, last year in 2023, we had 288 volunteers with a little under, I should say, a little over 35,000 hours.
Wow. Wow. So you had a significant increase.
We sure did. We constantly have people that are coming in, signing up, which is awesome.
Yeah.
We just had a quarterly birthday party here in the office last week, which the quarterly birthday parties are always a lot of fun. We have cake for the volunteers. We sing happy birthday. The volunteers, if they came in here and they were a little shy at first, they don't leave shy because they all kind of get to know each other. They talk about what they do out in the community, and that kind of gets the conversation going. And so that was really nice. And statistically speaking, and I just want to bring this up, of the 304 volunteers that are in the community right now volunteering,
Yep.
163 of them are between the ages of 70 and 79. I think that's kind of interesting.
Wow, yeah.
So it's about 54% of my volunteers are in that age bracket. And they had a combined total of 22,908 hours that they gave out of that
Wow.
40,459 hours.
Isn't that great though?
Yeah.
Because I think the seniors get as much out of it as they give into it. The socialization, the getting out. I mean, it's to me when you volunteer to do. I don't get anything for this, and I've been doing this probably too long. But I started this. And I should say, because UCP, WTBR, they have you're part of your system up there, so I should sign up, get my hours added to it.
You already are signed up.
Oh, see that?
Yes. Yep.
Oh.
We re-signed you.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
Yep.
But you know, a lot of the not-for-profits, a lot, the City Hall, Tom. At City Hall, he's is he's as loyal as you can be. He's sitting in that City Hall. He knows more about the City Hall than the people who work in the City Hall know about it. People come in and ask, "Well, where do I find out about my taxes right over there? Where do upstairs, man?" And he's a classmate of mine, so he's no kid either.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that have given a lot of service, and so it kind of has gotten me to thinking a little bit about this year's annual recognition ceremony, because typically we've honored one volunteer, and when you have this many volunteers and they're
Yeah.
all so dedicated, it really makes it impossible to choose just one person out of that whole lineup because they all are remarkable. And
Yes.
so it kind of got me looking into years of service and lifetime hours along with who has the most hours for 2024. And I have to say that the longevity, the person who takes the cake, as far as the longevity is concerned right now, is Trudy Wiley. I
Yeah.
don't know if you know Trudy. To know her is to just be in awe of her. She has been volunteering with RSVP for 33 years and 5 months.
Wow.
Her hours are continuing to grow, but when I had run the report that I ran, she has 15,684.8 hours. So it's truly, truly
Nice.
remarkable.
Yeah.
And I always joke with Trudy when I see her, that she is the answer to how you can live a long life. Right there, she's active. She teaches a class, an aerobics class, I believe, at the Council on Aging weekly.
Wow.
She's amazing. And right underneath her, as far as hours are concerned, is Mary Wheat,
Oh, sure.
who has achieved her own community fame for what she does for South Community Food Pantry.
Oh, it's amazing. And she is the nicest, most caring, and shy. She's shy.
So, I mean, and then we've got Nancy McNabb, Mark Shapp, Marilyn Manning. These people all have
Yeah.
close to 10,000 hours of service, and with RSVP, it's amazing. Kind of looking at that, we're kind of going to redo the way that we have done our annual recognition luncheon so that we can celebrate some of these people who really deserve to be showcased and
Cool.
celebrated in the community. And along with that, just kind of looking at some of the statistics, just realizing that there's a couple of my volunteers, they're a husband and wife team that are volunteering for South Community Food Pantry that have close to 2,000 hours combined just in 2024,
Wow.
which is truly significant and impactful. So just kind of looking at that, and then there's one of my drivers that has close to 1,000 hours of service driving for us for
Now, here's a quick question for people out there who are watching this, and you're hearing it, and you say, I can volunteer. I can't do a lot, but I could do a couple hours a week. What's the process for them signing up?
There's two ways you can sign up. You can always go to the City of Pittsfield website. If you go to the departments under RSVP, our application is there, which you can print out, fill it out, and then bring it into us. Or you can fill it out online and we'll contact you.
Oh, cool.
Or you call and make an appointment to come in and meet with either myself or one of my staff to sign up to be a volunteer. And also, you can just drop it to RSVP.
Can I, and I, not to overload you guys, but I would recommend you drop in. Because there's an energy there. There really is an energy. Whether Lisa's there or at City Hall or in her office in a meeting, there's an energy. Everybody there wants to be there. And they want to be ready for this. Ready? Helpful. I mean, I call every so often. I stop in because Lisa's been kind enough to get the restraining order lifted. I still can't go on the library side because of Alex, but yeah, I'll deal with that later. But it's in it, it's at the back. If you're going down Wendell Avenue, it's behind it in the parking lot, in the back parking lot. I would suggest you go in the back parking lot. There's the library entrance on the far right, and you'll see RSVP. It's worth 10 minutes of your time. Just to see this operation and to see the, and I know I repeat myself, when you get to be my age, you can repeat yourself too. The energy. It's not, and I guess I have to say this. I'm just so angry at some people that all they go down the internet and, but all I want to say is this to the mayor, to the people, there's a really great feeling in the city today, throughout City Hall, throughout Lisa, and that's been there. I mean, Lisa took over and went, and all of a sudden that balloon blew back up again. And you're doing a great job. The other piece I want to say too is, as I started to say, a lot of the not-for-profits, the theaters and other not, couldn't make it. Could not make it without you, RSVP. We need to remember that in these cost-cutting times. Really. I mean, I interview all the theaters, all the people like that, and whenever I go in, it's RSVP people there.
Yes, it's true. I just and we've been signing new stations too. One of the stations that we just signed, which I'm really excited about, is Greylock Glen.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yes, and Adams. Yeah. So I met with I still refer to him as Chief because he'll always be Chief Quinn to me. But I met with Chief Michael Wynn last week, and so there's some exciting new opportunities that are going to be coming up for Greylock Glen. And if you haven't been up to the Glen to see this beautiful state-of-the-art building, you really should. It's the views are breathtaking. If you're somebody who likes to give information and guide people, this is the spot to volunteer. Also, if you're an outdoorsy type, this is a good spot to volunteer. So I'm super excited about that. We just signed Berkshire Carousel. Yes. Yes. I know. It's exciting. Yes. So, and I, you know what, in meeting with Janet, who is going to be the station manager there, there's a lot of excitement. I think it's going to be good for the city.
I do too.
I really think the direction that it's moving in is a really good direction. There's a lot of energy and excitement brewing. So, we're excited to see what happens there. There'll be a shuttle from RSVP that will go down on First Fridays at 5, because as you know, we go to the clock tower. We do daily rides from the clock tower on First Fridays at 5, from City Hall down to the clock tower. So we're going to try to make that one of our stops too, for people that want to access the carousel. But she did tell me the carousel will be open starting in May, they're hoping for on the weekends.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're talking about food trucks, possibly farmers market, with some other activities that are going to be combined with carousel. So that's really exciting.
Is that where it's currently located? Is it going to, for the time being, stay there?
It's going to stay there. There is plenty of parking and there's plenty of land near there. I mean, I think when I have driven by in the past, I really haven't noticed it, but in looking at it seems like it's a good spot.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really kind of isolated from areas, but there's ample, it's a destination. That's the way to put it. You're going there.
Yes. And so I think it will become a destination for people to
I
go
do
to.
too.
Especially when
I'll give it as much advertising as I can as once I get the skinny on hours of operation and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the station manager is one of the artists of the horses, so I think in the carousel, so I think she has a lot of excitement and energy, as do most of the people that are involved with the project. I think it's
Give
going to
her
be a really
my
good.
info and have her call me and we'll set up a meeting.
I definitely will. Yeah, I think you'll
Because
get an opportunity to
I'm a
start
big
there.
supporter that when I was in it, my wife and I would sometimes we go down there and ride the horses, but we always would bring people and it was nice to see families. And when you're riding on a horse and you have to hold on, you can't have your cell phone in your hand. Just saying.
It's true.
Just say they again, there's an opportunity for people to volunteer on a really fun thing. That's a really fun thing to be and watch the kiddos. I mean I'm glad they're resurrecting it and I mean that. I was so concerned it would just fall into disrepair and just disappear.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And I think, just looking at the amount of work and time and effort that went into making each one of those horses
Yes.
for the carousel. It's just, it would be a shame if nothing happened.
Yeah. And the people did it at the what used to be the Berkshire Mall. They had a spot. They spent hundreds, maybe thousands of hours carving those horses and various things. Yeah, I mean, the craftsmanship, the overall excitement of it for kiddos and for adults brings back memories for us. I mean, I remember the Fireman's Mustard Gillette shows down at what as we used to refer to it, one in the North End, Vakona Park. I am so happy that that's come. Really, and thank that lady and you for putting together the volunteer piece.
I think it's going to be good. I think that there's going to be many volunteers that will be interested in volunteering there.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that for sure. I got to meet with our friend Matt Tucker.
Matthew.
Which I was really excited to do. So we were able to sign Northern Berkshire Community Television
Oh, great.
station. So the challenge is to try to find people in North County that are interested in volunteering up there. Their studio is really nice. I got
Yep.
to take a tour of the studio up in Northern Berkshire. So we're excited about that. We're excited to be able to try to help them find volunteers to do the
Cool.
amazing work
Yeah.
there, because we know the amazing work that our volunteers do for PCTV and
Yes.
WTBR.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can find people in Northern Berkshire that are interested in
I will throw something out again as a well done job, well done. I had to go to North Adams Regional Hospital or whatever they call it and have an MRI. And I don't know if they have any volunteers there, but you should approach them. They, every person there, every without exception, Tim and Timothy and John were the technicians. They were magnificent. Every person, the person who checked you in was open and kind. I was glad I had the opportunity to see it. And I would like to thank all the people from Congressman Neal to Representative Barrett to all the people, Paul Mark, Senator Mark, that got that reopened. That well, always was a great hospital, and it's right back carrying that flag again.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, they greeted you. I mean, it was like, hey, how's it going? Glad you're here. Thank you for, you know. So, I mean, maybe they need volunteers. I don't know.
They might. Yeah, that's a good point. So, we actually do have volunteers that volunteer at Berkshire Medical Center
Yeah.
through Darlene Baisley. She's the volunteer coordinator there. So I actually will ask her about that and see if they need volunteers up at North
Yeah.
Regional. That's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that
See that I'm not I as I used to tell Sal Garazzo at UCP, I'm more than a pretty face. And he said you're not a pretty face either. People again, the socialization, the meeting of people, the assignments, they have everything from the Colonial to City Hall. There's all kinds of venues that you can volunteer at. And it's not like a lifelong commitment either. You know, if you can only do an hour a week, you can only do an hour a week. There it is.
Yeah, I mean, really, it truly is. If it's if it's only an hour that you have to give, we can plug you in somewhere. If it's something that you're looking for, that hey, every Tuesday at from 9:30 to noon, this is what I'm going to be doing. We can find something there. If you want to volunteer for something like Thanksgiving Angels, that's just
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
one time a year. We have those opportunities too. So, this is what we do. We are in the business of plugging people into the community and helping them find volunteer jobs and
Yeah.
roles in the community, and getting them involved, and in turn helping to fulfill unmet needs in the community that would otherwise go unmet.
Yeah,
So.
because the agencies just can't afford to do it. So you're right. And watching RSVP, I used to be on the RSVP board, by the way. So watching RSVP grow, in people who they get so much out of it, out of the volunteering, they really do. And they would say, "Oh, I wouldn't miss my, I'm assigned to Barrington Stage." And all of these people do such an amazing job, and you can basically, right, pretty much have your choice of where you'd like to go, or what, maybe what, not exact venue, but at least genre. If you want to work in public office as opposed to, the theater, that those kinds of things. But go in and talk to them there. They're very, very nice. As you can tell, Lisa's just a wonderful person. And everybody in there is wonderful, including the volunteers in there.
Yeah, I have a great staff. It's a great team of people that we have here in the office, including the volunteers that volunteer directly for RSVP. We have office volunteers here. We have volunteers that come in to help answer the phone because we do take a lot of calls
Yeah.
for medical appointment rides.
Yeah. We'll get at, after the break. I really want to get into that, 'cause that today is so crucial. There's so many people who have given up their license, never had a license, given up their car, and they're especially you guys were a marvelous addition during COVID. You and at the time, Jim Clark up at the senior center, calling people, registering people, because that sign up on the internet would drive you to drink. But the I have to say too, everybody came together with that. You guys came together. You were there. And in the senior center and calling people, that just to thank Jim, he's moved back on to veteran service. And I haven't met the new person yet, but I will.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that
Wonderful.
everybody's saying that, and so I'll get around for sure. But because that is the senior center, RSVP, this city really does, and you'll hear when we come back from the break, you will hear what the ride program and everything they do. You've been hearing it, and people like they have these recognition things, and I've been to a couple of them, and I bring Tupperware because there's always extra cake and I bring it home. But it's amazing what you do it for people, for this city. And a lot of people, when you say a lot of people, believe it or not, still not sure of what RSVP does. That's why I love having you on the show, because you accentuate what it does with real d in a dynamic way. You live it. I mean, this is you live and breathe this job.
I love RSVP.
And it shows. It really shows that. It isn't a job to you, it's a vocation. That's how I read it with you. I could be wrong. My wife's on volume 947 of my mistakes, so we're gonna take a break. I am here with Lisa Torrey. She is the director of RSVP. She has done so much for that organization in her own personality, her own giving, recruiting, selling, all It's just wonderful, and I try to have her on at least once or twice a quarter because they're always doing something. We're going to come back. You got volunteer recognition. You got all this stuff coming up. Please stay tuned. We are WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are also WTBR dot FM 88.1 on your FM dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1300. We will be right back. Stay tuned, please. More to come on RSVP. Opportunities for you. Believe me, we'll be back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. I am here with someone I have the utmost respect, admiration, and I really like this person. Her name is Lisa Torrey. She is the head of RSVP, located in the library downstairs. If you're going to visit there, you go around, park in the back parking lot, go on the far left door, and you'll see RSVP. You'll be greeted. You'll find an energy in there that's really helpful and engaging. They're welcoming you. And they do so much for this city. It's a shame you couldn't. Well, I guess you could. What's the minimum wage today? I have no idea, but you just said how many hours for this year?
40,459 hours.
Times minimum wage. That's probably what this organization has saved a whole bunch of not-for-profits. The theater groups, the public groups, the city hall, other, and Lisa can give you a whole list of stuff. One of the things that I, in the first half, and I go ahead and repeat myself, but when you're my age, you can repeat yourself too. The carousel's coming back. That, you don't know, I am so psyched. You made my day, and it's a cold, awful day. But you made my day. The carousel's coming back. Volunteers are going to do it. It's going to be so wonderful for the downtown section, for kiddos, for adults, and for the people who made all those things, carved them, painted them, did all the work. Uh-huh. That was all volunteer. Nobody got paid for that either.
No, it's going to be great. So, I mean, if we're talking about minimum wage, minimum wage is, I don't know, what is it, $15.75 an hour or something? I mean, we're well over $600,000.
See that?
Just that. But how they calculate it is like a national calculation, and it's a little over $30 an hour. I mean, that's over $1 million worth of service back to the economy in this area. So
I happen to frequent a lot of the places where there are RSVP volunteers. Mm-hmm. And all I can tell you is they make life so much easier, and you just go and I want to recruit people, get you out of the house. You don't have to be a senior, I don't think, right? Do you have to be a senior to volunteer?
You have to be age 55.
I made it.
Yep. So in order to join RSVP, but and I do have the statistics for that too. Let me just find out. Let me just find out for a minute because we
take care.
I think we have right now we have 5 volunteers who are between the ages of 55 through 59.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, typically people are working then. And, you know, if you're working, you might not have time to volunteer.
Right.
But you might not realize that RSVP is connected with over 60 volunteer stations. So that we have a signed memorandum of understanding with 60 nonprofits, including South Community Food Pantry. That's one of our biggest places where we send volunteers.
Yeah. What a job they do. What a job.
Sometimes we have volunteers that are also working because they still have to work.
Yeah.
But they might be volunteering at South Community Food Pantry for maybe they're doing Thanksgiving Angels or something like that. They don't realize that they can also be part of RSVP.
Yeah.
You know, we'd love to have them join. So, you know, but they just don't, they don't realize that they can. So I'm just putting that out there. You know, if you are 55, you are eligible for RSVP to become a member.
And again, too, because in the past, people said to me, oh, Bill, I can't commit. We can go on a non-call list. Right. I mean, if you can't, I can't. A lot of people my age get doctor's appointments and that's what they're afraid of because it takes forever to get one.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing of it is that we have a newsletter that's sent out electronically. Once you're signed up for RSVP, we have some, I mean, this 304, these are active volunteers. We have about 350 volunteers total that are signed up. So we have people that are not actively engaged in a volunteer assignment. We're not going to bug you. You know what I mean? We're not going to, but we are going to send you our newsletter, which goes out monthly. There are people that still receive a paper copy of it, but we send it out electronically. So you're able to see the opportunities that we have. Usually we have all of the new stuff in the front of the newsletter. And then as it goes towards the back, we have all the ongoing opportunities, and things that different, stations need, for volunteers. So, you know, it is up to you. We don't pressure you. We just want to be here to support the volunteer and to support the station. We're trying to plug people in to different opportunities in the community. But if you say I'm going to Florida for 6 months, okay, then you're going to Florida for 6 months. Like, we'll see you when you get back.
Before we stray away from this, the food pantry of the South Street Church. I interviewed, they did something I thought was very, very unique. I believe it was Thanksgiving. I interviewed the pastor there. I can't remember his. But anyhow, they gave out gift certificates because they were going to be closed. And I thought that was wonderful because then you can go to anywhere and get it. And I think they had a pretty good turnout of people donating for that. So you'll find this volunteer RSVP genre is contagious because you'll meet more people who volunteer in various venues and to do that. And then all of a sudden you went and you helped somebody. And in today's day and age, a lot of people need help.
Yes, they do. Yeah. It really is about the humanity. All humans.
Yeah.
And we need to support each other and help each other.
And there's again, we don't get into the hate stuff on this program. I just refuse to do it. I rather preach good and caring and giving, and and be ridiculed for it. And I do. I get texts that some people would take as offensive, but I look at them as complimentary because I really got under their skin. But now, UCP, RSV, all these acronyms. I'm an old man. Let's just call it what it is. Retired Senior Volunteer Program. They provide transportation. Lisa, would you get into that kind of in depth so that people...
Yes. So we have a van that we operate out
a
of
beautiful van.
It is. It's a 2023 Toyota Sienna. It is a beautiful van. We operate that out of the RSVP office. The van is owned by the city of Pittsfield, and it's operated by one of my senior volunteers. Monday through Friday, they work in two shifts, a morning shift and an afternoon shift. The rides are dispatched right from the RSVP office. We're in charge of all the administrative work that goes into running and operating the van. And I just kind of want to give a total.
Yes.
So that you know how many rides we gave in 2024. In the van alone, we gave over 1,800 rides.
Oh, wow.
Pretty significant. Those are all free. Those are free rides. So the point being is we know that people need to get to their medical appointments. And a lot of times people don't have somebody they can rely on for transportation. And so that's what we're here for, is to help them access medical care. The thing with the van, we do require two full business days of notice.
Yeah.
We book quickly. So if somebody knows that they have a medical appointment coming up and it's, 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, they should call RSVP so that we can
absolutely
schedule. The other thing about the van is the van stays in the city of Pittsfield. It is, it picks up passengers in Pittsfield that live in Pittsfield and brings them to, a doctor's office here in town. So that's a little bit about the van.
Right.
We also have our Wheels for Wellness program. So that program was launched in June of 2021. It was supposed to launch in March of 2020. It was a collaboration of a few different organizations, including RSVP. And right now, Berkshire Community Action Council, Deb Leonzik and her team are amazing. They support us with funding for the program, and RSVP does all the administrative work with the program. But what it is it's RSVP volunteers who drive their own vehicles to pick up passengers to take them to medical appointments, and that is countywide. So that program has enabled us to go countywide, and I hold steady at around 26-ish volunteers that drive regularly and faithfully for the program. And I just have to give a shout out to my drivers because they are very dedicated to the community, including the RSVP van drivers. We very rarely have to cancel because of the weather. That's how dedicated they are. And especially once they get to know some of the clients, because some of the clients that we have are repeat clients. You know, so they know that, you know, this one's has to go to this appointment because they are on dialysis or whatever it happens to be, and we need to get them there. And this person's a nice person, and I want to help them out as best I can. And, you know, so kind of hearing stories from both sides, not only, you know, from the client, but also from
Sure.
the drivers, they're kind of heartwarming stories that, you
They
know,
build
they
relationships.
really do. They really care about each other, which is really nice to see. So in the Wheels for Wellness program, so I had to put a pause on Wheels for Wellness for a little bit. And so the numbers kind of reflect that in the wheels right now, but we gave over 1,100 rides in the Wheels for Wellness program in 2024.
That's great.
And my drivers went a total of 22,107 miles,
That's
which is
fantastic.
it's incredible. I mean, so occasionally we get somebody who is in North County that, you know,
Yeah.
can't find a ride. And one of my South County drivers will drive up to North County, pick them up to bring them to an appointment. And sometimes that appointment might be at the Phelps Cancer Center here in Pittsfield, but
Yeah.
they know the importance and significance that that means to somebody to get to that appointment. So, you know, it's a great service. We do our best. I always feel bad when a ride comes in that we cannot fill, and sometimes that happens,
Yeah.
you know, but we try our best to fill them all. And obviously we're filling quite a bit of them.
Not that I didn't mean to step on you, but the one thing you have to remember if you're going to use this ride, whether it's w Pittsfield or out of town, don't call the day before. You if you get your appointment for March 3rd, call now, because the one thing that I have through the years that I've been associated with RSVP, that breaks their heart when you call the day before and they can't fulfill it. It really does. It bothers them, and it's really not their fault that you didn't call sooner. And I don't mean to preach, but I do. You get an appointment from your doctor. Nobody's getting an appointment for tomorrow, you know, unless they call you up and had a cancellation today. But please keep that in mind. It's a wonderful service. Wonderful. And but you got to have the flexibility to have give them the flexibility to pick you up. Is that fair?
That is fair. That's so true. And the other thing about the program is that you need to be able to self-assist. Which is ambulatory, you
Right.
know, but a lot of people don't understand the ambulatory means that you have to be able to get in and out of the vehicle on your own. And if you can't, we certainly understand that and would understand if you wanted to have a pet somebody
Sure.
ride with you. You know, if you want to bring a friend or your husband or whoever to help you get in and out, that's fine. But our drivers are not trained to assist you.
Right.
You're trained to take you from point A to point B. That's what they're trained for. So that's the other
They've
thing.
been great. They have through the years, RSVP. I had a couple of friends who had cancer, had to go out to the Hillcrest to the cancer center out there, and they were RSVP because it was a regimented thing. They knew that they had to pick these people up every Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And there they were.
I think sometimes I think our van is probably on autopilot to some of these places,
He,
especially the mental arts complex,
yeah, well,
the wound clinic.
yeah, oh, yeah, the wound clinic, another one that, yes, that just brought back
Great
another
Center.
actual relative of mine that that took advantage of that for, but again, this is to recruit too. Give them a call, go down and talk to them. See, they have venues you can't even imagine. Now they got Greylock Glen up there with Mike Wynn. You can go up and go hike. I wouldn't go today hiking, but probably tomorrow.
Very cold.
Yeah, that's what they call winter survival training. But there are,
Fireplace there.
yeah, that's where I was last night, brother. I had a rip-roaring fire. But right now, you think about it and then give a call or stop it. I've said in the first half of the show, when you stop in there, you'll feel the energy. This lady is like a spark plug, and that's a compliment, by the way. She creates so much energy, and she's so positive about delivering the services for the people. That's what gets me. The hours, let's rehash before, this is a morning show, so there's people in and out. Let's listen to the hours that they've done in 2024, if you don't mind, Lisa, rehash those hours.
So we did 40,459 hours in 2024, and that was with 304 active volunteers in our community,
Look at that.
RSVP. So, and you know what? I should mention, Bill, too, that
Yeah.
one of the benefits to joining RSVP, and our station's really like this too. Especially the ones that make you sign a waiver that says, hey, if something happens to you, you're kind of on your own. We offer volunteer insurance.
Oh.
So all of our volunteers are covered when they sign up. So it's secondary to their own insurance. So if
Yeah.
they get hurt at their volunteer job, you know, they trip and they fall or something like that should happen, they're covered.
Oh, wow. I never knew that. Thank you for breaking that news today. Yeah, and I was on the board. I never knew that.
So it's one of the benefits to being a member of RSVP is that you are covered. So, you know, for instance, we do have a lot of volunteers that are volunteering for Pittsfield Beautiful, which happened to be our Station of the Year last year.
Yeah.
We have roughly 40 volunteers that volunteer for them. So, you know, if something should happen to them while they're volunteering outdoors, you know, they would just give us a call and we would get in touch with our
Cool.
volunteer insurance for them. So that's a positive.
Very positive. Yeah, and hats off to Pittsfield Beautiful because they do make Pittsfield beautiful. And the Polish princess, she used to belong to that years ago. And again, it's some people commit to every day to go, especially during the summer and stuff. But a lot of people just a couple hours a week to weed flowers and do all kinds. But it adds so much to the city of Pittsfield during the summertime. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is amazing. Absolutely.
So you got, oh, your recognition dinner's coming up again. I'm trying to go back over the first half hour for people that are just tuning in.
Yeah. So that's April 25th, and that's at Proprietor's Lodge in Pittsfield. So we do a nice brunch. It's
Wow.
the one time a year that we really get to say thank you. And recognize the volunteers for the significant contribution and impact that they have in the community.
Sure.
And it also happens to fall during National Volunteer Week.
Oh, cool.
So that's the significance of that particular week. The day after that is Arbor Day. And I would be remiss if I did not say something about Arbor Day because RSVP has always participated in Arbor
Yes.
Day. Last year, we had a huge participation as we honored
Yes.
one of our volunteers that had passed.
Yes.
So
Who
you know,
was
we actually,
an arborist himself?
yes,
He was a wonderful guy. Dedicated his whole life to that.
Absolutely. You know, especially to the Chestnut Orchard up at Springside Park. There's a beautiful memorial bench right near the daffodil fields. If we ever get to see the daffodils all the snow.
But I don't think it's in our immediate future.
No, but by April, by late April, which is
we're trying to think of spring. That's all I can tell you.
Yes.
Our friend Scott Taylor, the artist, he posted something yesterday, a spring type flower, and I said, it's right something, you know, it's right around the corner. We can't lose hope, you know. But for the, you know, folks, before we call it a day here, I want to personally thank Lisa again for the energy and the vision that she has for RSVP. But most importantly, she delivers on her vision. And I think, you know, too often city employees don't get the recognition they need. I started the show with thanking all the people in the DPW, the police department, the fire department, the civilian EMSs. They've been out straight the last couple days. The weather has been horrendous, and that's being kind. So before you criticize them on Facebook or whatever, your street's not plowed or slippery, it is what it is. They're doing the best they can. 12-hour shifts for the DPW, probably for the others too. So before you criticize, why don't you say thank you to them? Just, it'll make you feel better, and it will make them if they knew. Lisa, I'm always here for you. If I'll be outside the windows at the proprietors on the 25th waving, so feel free to throw out scraps.
Well, you're invited to come, Bill. Right. So,
and again, thank you for all you do, and thank the old guy for all he does too. You know, folks, today, God bless first and foremost. But today, do something nice for somebody. Lift their spirits. Give them a call. Make them laugh. If they can laugh, it takes away a lot of the stress. We're all in this together, and we need each other. Believe me when I tell you, we need each other. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Lisa, for being Lisa. And we'll God bless, and we'll see you soon. Take care. Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Take care.